In this episode, we're going to talk about a time management technique called time blocking. I'm going to discuss why it's important, how to do it, how to get your team involved in it, and the benefits that it can have to your company. So stay tuned for this one.
Small business, big technology. Be a boss, be a boss, be a boss, be a boss, be a tech smart boss.
Hey, everybody, this is David Ferguson with the Tech Smart Boss Podcast. Welcome to episode 134. Happy to have you here. If this is your first time, this is where we talk about the overlap of great business process with do-it-yourself technology to help grow your business. If you're a repeat listener, really happy to have you back. Thanks for subscribing. Please continue to share this with your network and let your colleagues, your everybody you can imagine on your Twitter, your Facebook, I don't care where you share it, but word of mouth is how we do it here. And also reach out to me directly and let me know what you think about the podcast, what episodes you might want to hear. And even if you disagree with something I say, I want to hear it. I want to know where I'm wrong. I don't mind being wrong. I like to learn. So david@techsmartboss.com is where you can reach me. And I love to hear from all of our listeners. You know, it's kind of funny is that I know for a fact, I can just look at analytics and things like that, that about more than 80%, some analytics like YouTube shows me about 87% of our audience is male. Guess who I hear the most from? Females. And why? It's because I'm not even going to go into the why. I'm not going to get into that, but I'm just going to say the ladies are sending in and showing that they like the show and letting me hear from them. The guys, y'all are not, so you need to step it up. I need to hear about 87% more from the guys than the ladies. So definitely email me, david@techsmartboss.com, if you haven't. And like I said, I'm not going to get into the theories on why. I'm not going to be accused of stereotyping or any such thing. All right, today I'm going to talk about a topic, a management technique that I've mentioned in episodes in the past, but I've never really fully discussed it. And it's called time blocking. Time blocking on your calendar, on your schedule. I adopted it, I don't even know, way back a couple years ago when I started using Calendly. Actually, which was so long ago. And now I don't use Calendly, by the way. I use a product called Cogsworth, which saved me a lot of money and gives me everything that Calendly, plus a little bit more. Things like that, if you want to know those URLs, just go to the show notes, techsmartboss.com/134 for this episode. And I'll put all the show note links and technology that I talk about and things like that in there. Time blocking is a pretty common sense kind of approach to making a schedule. I mean, the short of it is you just block time out on your calendar so you can't get appointments booked in there. Now, why is that important? Well, basically, I mean, as an entrepreneur, as a manager in any kind of company, really, your schedule is chaos in many cases. We're fighting fires. We got people double booking us, scheduling us all the time for things. You barely have time to take a break some days and eat lunch. If that sounds like you, that's the way I am, but I'm not as bad as that anymore because I leveraged a concept called time blocking. And you always get to ask the questions, well, why? How did I even learn about that? Where did that concept come from? And I went out and looked at Wikipedia because that's the source for all knowledge of humanity in the world. Is Wikipedia. I'm being sarcastic there. You can't trust everything. Wikipedia tell you that a horse has six legs. I don't know if you've seen that, but go search on Google and ask them how many legs a horse has. They might have fixed that by now, but it used to point you to a Wikipedia article that told you that a horse had six legs. But anyhow, I found out that it was a time management technique by this guy named Cal Newport that I've never heard of before, and he wrote some book called Deep Work. I was surprised because, you know, when I talk about time management and project management, things like that, everything seems to come from Toyota way back in the 50s and the 60s. But this one, it seems, came from a guy named Cal Newport, who is the author of Deep Work. Now, what basically is time blocking? It's two things. One, you got to have a list of things that you want to get done. And I'm going to be honest with you, this could be a short episode because it's not a complex topic, but we're going to talk about the benefits and why you should do it and how you can do it. But you need two things. You need a list of what you got to get done. We'll talk more about that in a second. and you need a schedule. You need a consistent schedule. Now, a calendar app. Now, I've mentioned in the podcast many times on our newsletter, you know, our cool tech of the week. I'm a G Suite guy, Google Apps. G Suite is the hub of my business from an email, a calendar, communication. I don't use G Drive and G Docs and those aspects of it, but we do heavily use Google Calendar and the email portion. Now, Office 365 has the same thing. And there's tons of other apps and calendar apps out there where you can have a centralized calendar for your team. So I'm not saying you have to use G Suite, but it integrates with everything. And that's why I like it, because it can become that hub. Everything integrates with G Suite initially. And then Office 365 is the second most integrated calendar app. And then it goes down from there, from that perspective. So everybody in my organization has to keep their calendar up to date. So that's the first thing from a time blocking perspective, is you got to have that central calendar that everybody uses. And it is a one point of truth when it comes to that. Now, I use it for personal. Then we have calendars for company events. You might be in an organization where you have conference rooms and meeting rooms. You know, you have calendars on who's using the meeting room at a certain time and things like that. The calendar has to be the single point of truth in this. Now, what happens if you have a calendar like that that's just wide open that anybody can start to come and book time with? So I talked about things like Calendly and Cogsworth, which is a new scheduling tool I use. We standardize, we use that for everybody in our sales and our support team. They have that personal calendar. These days, everything, Intercom, HelpCrunch, Gist, chat tools, help desk tools, HubSpot, everybody has a meeting app or a meeting component where it can automatically book into your calendar. So guess what happens? Those are good in that it streamlines the appointment setting process. It can eliminate some of the double booking, because those can recognize when you're free and when you're busy. But the other side of that is your calendar is wide open and people will just book you nonstop. Now, you set them up where you have, say, I want at least a 5-minute break between minutes, 15-minute break between meetings and things like that. But without this time blocking strategy that I do, if you're a salesperson or a support person and you open up your calendar like that to your customers and your partners and your leads and things like that, guess what? You're not going to have any time at all to do your own activities. And that's where the concept of time blocking comes into play. It's going to allow you to set goals and to set periods of time where you can focus on those activities. So essentially what we're talking about here is just blocking off work. I mean, that's what it comes down to, blocking it off on your calendar so that other people can't take that time away from you. Now, what kind of work are we talking about? Well, segmenting time for, you know, creative time. You know, one of the things that I used to always look at Google about, their developers, they would give their developers, I believe it was 20% of their time was for them to do their own personal projects, their own creative time. So that's essentially one day a week. I tried a little bit of that with my developers. Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. Basically, I'm not even going to get into that. But if you have time where you need to be creative and get some things done, then you time block that. So even today, what my developers will do is they will make themselves available for meetings in the afternoon for support calls and team meetings and internal meetings and things like that. But they'll time block and their mornings will be dedicated to development, because it's really, you know, anything that's creative, anything that's development oriented, if you're writing blogs, anything that's creative, it's hard to switch gears. Once you're in that gear and you're in the zone, you can go get some work done. But once somebody interrupts it with a phone call, with an email text, a notification, a support call, and you got to shift gears and you got to change your mind frame to do that task, you just blew your creativity out of the water. So I would say that's one of the most important reasons to do this, is your creative time. The time that you really need to do your activities, whether you're writing blogs, writing content, designing things, coming up with plans and strategies. I have to, for me, budgeting and doing accounting is creative time, because I got to be a very creative as I'm trying to make the budget add up and work. I got to have focused attention on that, and I can't, and I just got to dedicate myself. I got to say, I got to just take 3 hours and just do it. And I always find that it's best if I dedicate that 3 hours on the same time, same day of the week. And then as I approach my week, I know that Monday is going to be my block strategy day. Tuesday is going to be my accounting day. Wednesday is going to be this day, that day. And you can have that stuff all time blocked. So this is something that you want to educate and train all the people on your team to do. And you want to give them the freedom to do it. That's the key. Because most people don't feel like they are authorized to block time on their calendar. Now, with developers, for example, there's got to be some leeway. Sure, it's great to have that creative time blocked, but the customer priorities come first. So what we put as a notice on our pages where we share our calendars, like the Cogsworth and the Calendly and things like that that we talk about, is I actually do it a pretty tech-savvy way. I have a little, I talk about Landbot, which is a chat bot that, you know, if you've listened to past podcasts, we really like. I have a little image of that person that's scheduling the meeting there pop up and say, you know, hey, if you don't find any times available that work for your schedule, let me know because I have some time blocked out that I can free up for our meeting. So they look at your calendar. They see that they only have afternoons available and they need something in the morning. At that point, they can send a communication to the chat widget on that webpage and they can let that person know, hey, I really need something at 9 a.m. on Tuesday or Wednesday. And at that point, that developer or me or whoever it might be can free up their time and change your schedule. So don't, nothing set in stone, but this is how you block it so that you have it available when you need. So anything that's a meeting or creative time is perfect for this time blocking thing. Personal time. Again, I said that you've got to have your calendar be your source of truth. So I tell folks, like for my case, I've mentioned that I have a very hard time when school's in session because I have to drive my kids a long distance in traffic. I'm in the DC metro area. I have to ride on Route 66, which is one of the worst, I think it's the top three worst traffic nightmare in America. And even in what they call HOV, where I've got, you know, high occupancy, I've got all the kids in the car and I can ride in what's called the fast lane. It still takes me 2 hours round trip to get these kids to school. I kid you not. I know some of y'all are like, what in the heck? Hey, I value education. I love my kids. I'm going to say these things just to make excuses, to make myself feel better about it. But yeah, it's 2 hours round trip in the morning and then in the afternoon. So you can imagine, I got some time blocking going off on my calendar because I'm not going to get back to my desk until 9 a.m. We're going to leave the house at 7. I'm going to get back at 9 a.m. I don't want to take any meetings before 9 a.m. I'm going to have to leave the house a little bit early at 3 o'clock, 2:30 sometimes. I got to block that out. But guess what? When I get back to work, hey, I'm working. I'm here. I love my job. So you can still hit me. So you got to put your personal time. I have a developer. He likes to take a bike ride at lunch. I'm not hating him for that. I wish I could take a bike ride at lunch. That's what some of the perks and benefits when you work from home. But he blocks off on his calendar that he's going to be out for lunch. And you would think that, okay, that's a little weird because, you know, you can work at your desk and eat your lunch while you work. He's out there biking. And that's fine. So you block off your personal time and you block off your mental needs and your things like that. That's time blocking. And then I would say one of the most important aspects of it is scheduling in, you know, your goals and your big activities and your task list. So this is where your other applications that I talked about integrate in your calendar and why I think G Suite is the way to go because G Suite has that tight integration with most things. Oh, well, most new platforms integrate with G Suite as one of the first integration points they have. So for example, many of your project management tools will have a calendar. So you've got tasks, you've got assignments, you've got due dates, you've got all those things on your project management tool. There's a couple ways you can leverage that. You can, if you have a goal in a big project, then you can manually go in to your schedule and time block that you got to work on this task. You know, it's nice to have a due date. And this is what I always tell people when they start to make these project plans and they put these due dates and assignees and things like that. You don't start working on it the day before it's due. That's why due dates slip. That's why quality is crappy. That's why you put so much frustration on yourself and your mental mood. And I mean, it's just, the procrastination is not a good thing. But guess what? If you use this time blocking strategy and you know you got a due date, then you block out a couple hours this day, a couple hours this day. You know the day before, hey, I'm going to work on this project I got due. And I'm going to time block it so nobody else can schedule my time and meet with that. With the exception I talked about, you know, customer priorities come first, you do that. So again, this is part of the process of educating your team. And guess what happens? You have less fires to fight. You have less deadlines slipped. You have more focus. And honestly, some of this you got to start to kind of understand when you interview people if this process kind of flows with them, because some people just naturally wait for the last minute with everything. And what happens is that employee at that point decides that their failure to plan becomes something that you got to deal with from an escalation perspective. I don't want to deal with your issues because you didn't properly plan your time right. So you really want to know if time blocking and procrastination and if they, you know, you want to get the right employees for the job. And that's one key thing I would say you look for. But individually, if you have these things, then you can plan out your time on when you want to work on your big goals, your big task lists. Now, I use a CRM called Company Hub. Company Hub, guess what? Has G Suite integration. So as I put a task in my CRM, Company Hub, that's a little bit different than the project management task. Now, I was going to mention Plutio in the project management space. I use Plutio. Plutio lets me integrate with G Suite, and it puts those tasks there. But generally, in a project management space, it's just going to put the due date. So you had to go back and physically time block some time to work so you achieve that due date. That's something you've got to do. Now, with a CRM, guess what? There's tasks that have to be done from a CRM. Follow up with the sales lead. Follow up, see if they have any questions about the proposal. Follow up and see if they're ready for the next step. All these things, do this, do that. Well, the CRM tasks integrate with G Suite. And what I do is I time block when I'm going to follow up for that. So I specifically set the day and the time, and I do all my follow-ups first thing in the morning. So I put 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, depending on the schedule. And guess what? It adds all those into my Google Calendar as busy slots so that they're time blocked and nobody can book that time for me. And then I know that that's going to be the time of the day that I do my sales follow-ups, my emails and my sales emails. Very important concept for your sales team to both use the task component of your CRM, then to have a dedicated time blocking system when they're going to do that, when they're going to make phone calls, when they're going to do outbound, when they're going to respond to inbound. All that stuff should be time blocked, because if they just leave their calendar open all day for new leads and discussions, they're going to run out of time. Now, that sounds harsh because, you know, you think a customer comes first, but this is the thing. If the customer is okay meeting you Tuesday versus Monday, then I'm okay with that. You haven't lost the customer, and now you can get some stuff done Monday that you needed to get done. If the customer absolutely has to talk to you on Monday for a demo, then they can see the message on the calendar app, and they can reach out to you directly and say, I really need Monday. And I have that happen, and I'm flexible, and I change my calendar around to meet their request. But your CRM tasks should be integrated with that. Your support follow-ups should be integrated with that. You know, Slack can be integrated with your calendar. Your project management tools can be integrated with your calendar. And again, all that, because that's why the calendar is your single point of truth, and you can have everything driven through there. Now, if you don't like Google Calendar, there are other calendars out there that feed off of Google Calendar. I like one called Susana. Sunsana is a great little tool that you might want to check out. Really helps with this time blocking kind of concept. There's a TickTick. TickTick is one that is really good at these sorts of things. There's a lot of tools. Plan. I think I actually did a YouTube video on Plan not too long ago, but it also integrates really well with your Google Calendar and task management and inboxes and things like that. It helps you time block pretty effectively. So there's things out there that will bolt on top of Google Calendar to help you do these sorts of things. So that's my simple time management process and method that I talk about. And again, as with any process, if you educate your team during the weekly team meetings, biweekly team meetings, monthly team meetings, whenever it might be, You educate them on how to use the technology. You got to get away from that idea you can just toss it over the fence and expect everybody to go in there and use it and adopt it, because quite honestly, they don't care about it. I've talked about that many, many times. You've got to put a process in place. You got to educate them on the why, the benefits, all this sort of stuff. And once you start to do that and you give them the liberty and the freedom to be like, hey, I could do that. Now, you got to put some limitations on that too. Like, don't block your whole doggone day out. You know, leave some time open. And you can set a thing that you have to have core business hours that are available. Maybe you say from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock are core business hours that you do not time block and you make available. And then between maybe 8 o'clock and 10 a.m. or maybe after 3 o'clock or after 2 p.m. in your time zone, those are things that you can use the time block. So that part of core hours is critical from a business perspective in your time blocking strategy. And of course, personal time, lunch, and things like that could be within that core business hour section. But that's the kind of training that you give. That's the kind of flexibility and freedom that you give. And what you're going to have as a result of that is, one, more productive team. You're not going to be fighting as many fires and missed deadlines. People are going to feel that they're not overwhelmed and crushed by the potential load of work that comes on them, and they have to do their other responsibilities in addition to all these other requests that come. And the pace of getting business done just flows a little bit better in my mind. I think, you know, we have this in our gut, this little anxiousness or worry that if we don't do it right away, bad things are going to happen. Something comes to our desk, we got to get it off our desk immediately. Got to do it right now or the sky's going to fall, or the end of the earth. But honestly, if you set up this and you set a pace to work, then things flow smoothly. You don't fight fires. Things get done. Employees are happy. You don't see people leaving because you got a bad work environment and a bad work culture and you're demanding too much from people. And then if things do get overloaded, which happens, it gives you a signal that you probably need to hire a new person. You know, let's bring in somebody else and spread the load a little bit because, yeah, I got too much on this one person's shoulders. That's a hard thing to do because then you got to pay somebody. But that's the kind of feedback that you look for. All right. I told you this is going to be a short one, a simple topic. I want to know your thoughts. David@textmartboss.com. Hit me up. Let me know what you think about time blocking, why it does or does not work. I want to hear from somebody where it doesn't work. Tell me why. Tell me what you do instead, or if you're just living and fighting a fire all the time. If you do like it, if you did get some value from this, share it with your team, share it with your colleagues, share it with your social media. Leave us a rating on iTunes and a rating and review. We love all those things. Email me. I love that too. And subscribe. So next Tuesday, you'll get the new episode. But as I always like to do when I wrap up a show, I want to just remind you to be blessed and continue being a tech smart boss. And I'll talk to you next time.
Small business, big technology. Be a boss, be a boss, be a boss. Be a boss, be a tech smart boss.